Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we head into the weekend and getting ready to worship God together with other believers, whether we're doing that in person in a church building or via online broadcast or with friends and family, wherever we are, God's desire is that we would encourage one another. And meeting together in some way is an incredible tool to be able to do that. One of the reasons I began these daily broadcasts nearly a year ago now was to encourage people in a time where our regular interactions were being severely limited. And so God has kept this going. As I said when I began, I really don't know how long this will continue, but so far He's given me direction on where to take these, and I suspect there'll be a time where He says it's enough, and He'll have something else, but this week we're looking at a set of daily devotions on serving with integrity. These are taken from a book that I wrote a number of years ago now called Serving God, the Devotions for Active Worship. And it's a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions. And each week is centered around an aspect of how God would have us to serve Him as we serve people. And today's specific topic is to be guided by integrity. Book of Proverbs and tends to list a lot of wisdom in contrast. It'll contrast pride with humility. And in today's specific verse that was kind of the headliner for the devotion, it looked at the difference between being guided by integrity and being led by duplicity. And I thought that was a great comparison, because so many times it's easy to head into something with ulterior or hidden motives. We know the end result that we want, but we're fairly confident that those around us would not accept it if we were just honest. And so we play this little game of duplicity, of reeling them in. And unfortunately, when they're finally caught and they realize what had happened, it often backfires in our face, because they know they've been played. I think so many times as we serve people, if we choose not to be guided by integrity, we look for the shortcuts. We look for something to make it easier. And while the service that we set about to do may end up accomplished, the point, the purpose of the service in representing Jesus to those that we serve gets missed. When I think about being guided by integrity, I kind of think a lot about the character of a person. I think integrity and character both have very similar characteristics. It's about who you are when no one's watching. And when you think of integrity, it's about being the same, whether someone's watching or not. It's about being guided by a set of principles. For the Christian, being guided by God's word wherever you are, no matter if someone's watching or if they're not watching, it's all the same. It says, my desire is to do things God's way, no matter what. One of the most difficult things is learning how to be guided by integrity. To consistently ask ourselves, is this the right thing? It's so much easier to be guided by our emotions, by our feelings, by our knowledge, by logic, by others, by whatever, fill in the blank, than it is to be guided by integrity. One of the contributing factors to the great division within our nation, within any group, within churches even, is the ease at which our interactions are not guided by integrity. The ease of posting and responding and commenting to things on social media without thinking, is this right? And many times we justify it saying, well, I'm right, so whatever I say and whatever I post and whatever I comment has to be right. And so many times we fail. And as one that uses social media a lot, I'm constantly having to evaluate and reevaluate and look at and relook at all of the things that I put up, all of the things that I share, and say, does this represent an integrity, not only of myself, but an integrity to God's Word? Is it accurate? And so many times as I share Scripture, it becomes a challenge because it's being shared in small doses. And while I may know what it means and why I posted it, sometimes those small doses are easy to misinterpret. But it's true outside of social media as well, in our daily interactions with people, whatever that might look like. It's why I believe God has called us to live together in community, in fellowship with one another, in understanding, in giving one another the benefit of the doubt. In showing mercy and compassion rather than judgment and condemnation. You see, being guided by integrity not only affects the way I do life when people are around me, it affects the way, or it ought to affect the way I do life when there's no one around me, when I'm on my own. Because God has made it clear that even those things that we think we're doing in secret will one day be revealed. It's fascinating as we live life how desperately our human nature wants to be right. That we will argue about the littlest thing. Rather than to say, I was wrong. We tend to alienate people at times. And it's not often that they're that much different. But we reach a brick wall, so to speak, because we're not being guided by integrity. We're being carried along by our emotions, by our sinful nature, by the lust of the flesh, the desires of the eye. And we want people to do what we do. And we want them to act like we act like. Well, like we act in public. And somehow we've come to believe that we're the only ones right. And at times those divisions were made by groups, but now it seems to be more so by individuals. Today, as you live life, I would encourage you to pause as often as you can to consider, is this next course of action being guided by integrity? Do I respond or do I remain silent? Do I tell the truth or do I mislead? Do I give my best or do I hold back? Do I surrender or do I claw my way to the top? You see, being guided by integrity says God's word is what guides every aspect of what I do. It's not just something I pull out for a morning devotion time. It's not just something I pull out so I can look holy as I make my way to church somewhere. It's not just something I pull out as a weapon to proclaim that God is on my side and that others should do what I want. No. Being guided by integrity says God's word is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It is what I follow all the time. It's the basis for my decisions. It's the basis for my life. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to consider how others would view your level of integrity. I say that often in these devotions, is I'll ask questions about how you would evaluate your level of something. And this week it's been your level of integrity. And then I'll say, do you think your friends, those that are closest to you, would agree with your answer? And even that requires an honesty within ourselves that if we lack integrity, it probably isn't there. But it's written that way to help each one of us think. Because we can fool ourselves pretty easily. But if we have to stop and think about those around us, how did they respond to me? Does it show a belief that I live and are guided by integrity? Or do they simply wait to see what tomorrow's answer will be, knowing it will be different than today's? You see, asking God to help us evaluate our level of being guided by integrity isn't simply so that we know where we stack up, it's so we know where to seek help, so that we can go to Him for guidance, for growth, for improvement. And we can begin to be guided in a greater way by integrity than ever before. I believe that when we do so, that people will notice a difference. And it will take time. Just as it takes time to build trust, it takes time to convince people, so to speak, that your life has changed and that integrity is now a guiding principle as you follow God's word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love is so deep, so wide, so full. And your desire is that we would live life guided by integrity. Guided by a principle that our yes is yes and our no is no. A principle that your word is not only a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path, but it is the guiding set of principles by which we live when we are seen and when we are unseen. When we are in public and when we are in secret. Father, today may our actions, our words, our pauses be guided by the integrity of our life as we choose to follow your word in everything. Father, when it's tempting and the world tries to drag us along into taking shortcuts, into doing things that would make it look like we've reached our goal without accomplishing the difficult tasks that are required to do so. May we reject those temptations because our life is being guided by the integrity of your word and by our integrity and the commitment to it. Father, as you call us to serve you as we serve people, may we recognize the needs that exist. Generally go well beyond that which is visible, that which is physical, that which is seen. And may our integrity lead us to serving people in a way that represents Jesus well. And not just in a way that is easy for us, or that meets a partial need without being real. Father, today as we live life, as we consider the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that their view of us would be that of a person being guided by integrity in everything. May we teach the value of holding fast to your word as the core set of principles we live by no matter what. May we show them the importance of truth and honesty and goodness, even when we're by ourselves. May we examine our lives for any areas that we've let dishonesty sneak in, knowing that it's been unseen, or at least believing that it's been unseen. Father, for those little things in life that our children often notice that no one else does, may we pay attention to those things so this life being guided by integrity would be shown to have great value. Father, as we live life in a very divided world, a very divided nation, even a divided church, may you bring about a sense of revival in our life, a recommitment to the integrity of your word, that we would live by it no matter what. And for all of the differences that we experience in life, that we would come to you and to your word to find how you have called us to live in unity and in service together. Not in spite of our differences, but because of our differences. And Father, may we take the uniqueness of each person, and may we see the great value that comes when all of these unique parts live within an integrity of being guided by your word, by your purpose for them, an integrity to the design, an integrity to the purpose that you've created them for. Father, may we value one another, not just with lip service, not just with claiming to value others so that they would follow us, but value them by serving in humility. May our life that's lived being guided by integrity every day be such that it lifts up Jesus at every opportunity, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.